Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Podcast to hold you too close, a podcast to hurt you too deep, a podcast to sit in your chair and ruin your sleep.
That's true, but there's more than that.
Is that all you think there is to it?
You've got so many reasons for not listening to a podcast, but Nolan, you haven't got one good reason for listening to nothing.
Come on, you're onto something, Nolan. You're onto something.
A podcast to need you too much. A podcast to know you too well. A podcast to pull you up short and put you through hell.
You hear what you listen for, you know.
You're not a kid anymore, Murphy. I don't think you'll ever be a kid again, kiddo.
Hey, buddy, don't be afraid that it won't be perfect. The only thing to be afraid of, really, is that it won't be.
Don't stop now. Keep going.
A podcast you have to let in. A podcast whose feelings you spare. A podcast who, like it or not, will want you to share a little, a lot.
And what does all that mean?
Nolan, how do you know so much about it when you've never listened?
It's much better listening to it than looking at it, Nolan.
Add 'em up, Murph, add 'em up.
A podcast to crowd you with love. A podcast to force you to care. A podcast to make you come through, who'll always be there, as frightened as you, of reviewing reviews, reviewing reviews, reviewing reviews, reviewing reviews.
Open your podcast app, Nolan, and make a wish. Want something.
We'll add the rest of it at the end because we got to get the show started. But that was a masterpiece.
I'm crying.
Okay, so this came in from Jimmy's Elgin. Jimmy's Elgin at gmail.com. He says, "Hey, Ryan, Jeffrey, first time caller, long time baller, Jimmy's Elgin here. I whipped up this theme song for the show. I hope you like it. Love, Jimmy's Elgin." And then the PS is, "I want to thank, in order of appearance, myself, Nolan Murphy, Jimmy's Elgin doesn't exist, Gray, Sabrina, Bob Buell, Connor Finnegan, Shaw, Hallie, Michael Eback, Mo Pete, and Dr. Echo MD for taking the time to record their parts of the theme." That was a tour de farce of some of our most beloved VI podcasts.
That was a parody of Being Alive from Company, which is one of my favorite musicals. I'm crying. I'm crying. That was so fucking cool. I'm so emotional.
Daniel, can you
from
put
that.
The latter half of that in at the end so people can finish listening?
That was amazing.
Unbelievable.
That was amazing. Just the fact that you guys all did that together and just like that community that we're in. I'm just really fucking emotional about that. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Fuck. They're going to roast me for this at the next Zardy. It's
just that you cry.
Crying at Nolan singing Being Alive. That was amazing. Thank you, guys. This is so crazy.
Yeah. Jesus. Well, you know, tears drop, as they will.
Yeah, let's but just get right drops? Into it.
Coughs!
Ricola!
Yum!
I love Ricola drops.
I do too.
They are my go-to whenever I'm feeling a little sicky. They're my go-to drops when I'm feeling a little sicky. They are not like this intense, burning, ew, medicine, get away. They're like soothing.
Well, with herbs. They have soothing herbs. They have soothing herbs. They absolutely have soothing herbs.
They have soothing herbs. Sorry, there's a giant monarch butterfly outside my window. They're beautiful. Endangered. They have soothing herbs. I feel unbeatable. I feel unbeatable.
How so?
I feel like I could sing the entire score of Company, every single part.
Oh, that's okay.
And
no worries.
Not, okay. Oh, no, you don't have to.
Oh, you're all good, yeah.
Ricola, I mean, it's just like, what isn't there to say about it?
I think I like Halls better.
Are you serious?
No. I like the Ricola Cherry dual action.
Dual action. There was one. Was it a Halls? I know this is a Ricola episode, but there was one. I think it was Halls that was like a strawberries and cream. Or am I thinking of something else? No, it was actually good though. And I remember.
I really don't think
no,
so.
No, but it was good. I would like. I would pop that shit like candy. It was good because I remember being in a musical and my voice was giving out and like I'd pop some of those bad boys and they worked like a fucking charm.
Yeah.
But were they Halls? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This is a Ricola episode. And Ricola, when I told Daniel yesterday that we had landed on Ricola as one of the topics and from across our home, I hear Elizabeth go, Ricola!
Listen, that the person who came up with that jingle should be a millionaire.
I mean, it's unbelievable. When was the last time you had a Ricola?
Glad you asked. It's been a couple years, I think. Mm-hmm. Save for COVID, I haven't been sick in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, I was sick in May, but I didn't have any Ricola.
Ricola. I had a cold. I don't really do Ricola unless I have a cough, and I, knock on wood, haven't had a cough in a long time.
Yeah.
But I had a little bit, my throat was a little bit sore. Again, knock on wood. My throat was a little bit sore when I had that cold. And the Ricola really helped. It was very soothing. Also, I saw a comment on one of the latest HeadGum sketches we released. There were two in which I was sick. It was Interruption and Children's Books. You could really hear it in Children's Books. But someone
you
commented.
You being sick.
Yeah. Someone commented. I forget which one someone commented on, but it was because I talked about it either at the Zardy or on the pod about how I was sick those days. Not COVID, but I just had a cold. And someone's like, you can really hear it. But I can especially hear it in children's books because Interruption, it's like, it was the first one of the day. I had so much adrenaline going into it. And I was like, all right, let's just fucking. And also because I knew the second one, you were doing most of the talking. So I'm like, I know that Interruption, it's like, we're the weird person. So I need to like really turn it on. And so I powered through that. But in children's books, I wanted to die. And so here, I'm just like, who's Leather Hansen? Like,
yeah,
so fucking sick. But Ricola,
yeah, there were
really
so many. There are also a lot of comments too that were like, "This is just them; their genuine reactions to what I'm saying." Because all of my lines are grotesque,
fucking disgusting. Dream small,
but I was really excited to to release this one because of this, which. YouTube.com/HeadGum. We're releasing sketches again. If you didn't know, mm-hmm. I feel like if you're listening to this show, you definitely know. But just loved shooting that scene where you did the swirly thing, and like when I because we
Avi
like,
K, our DP, helped choreograph that. He was great
in writing that batch. I was like, I can't wait for us to shoot this and to see it. I want to see you give me a swirly
because it's just you are compared like our size, our height difference is
so
drastic.
Big.
And
are
so
are you 5'5"?
5'4" and a half.
You're 5'4" and a half.
And so
that's
to see
so funny.
Me dragging you across the room. But that's what we're talking about. We're talking about Ricola, and I would die for Ricola. Just kidding. I mean, it's really good. But do you want to start us off?
Yes. So this is a 3-star review of Ricola Original Natural Formula. 3 stars. Title is Low in Menthol.
Who is it from?
Phyllis M.
Phyllis
Menthol.
Phyllis Menthol, title Low in Menthol.
Low in me.
Low in, well,
Does not stop a post-nasal drip causing cough. Low on menthol and high on unpleasant herbs. I think we've all been high on unpleasant herbs. Possibly those herbs will produce an effect in an undetermined time, but not probably.
What?
I prefer the now and powerful. Therefore, this candy should be placed in the candy department and not among the cough drops. I just like the sentence, I prefer the now and powerful.
Okay, Phyllis, thank you for coming by with your suggestions from the suggestion box. You know, at this company, we really, really value everyone's opinion. And, you know, here at Google, we do what we can to make it feel like a home. You know, we have this best candy station, lunch station. We have everything. And so we will definitely take moving the cough drops to the candy station into consideration.
Well, not just any cough drops, but if it's gonna not have any menthol, that's candy. That belongs in the candy department.
I don't know about that. Everyone's grumbling like, no, Ricola isn't candy. Yeah, I think candy, the way we've set it up here is like, it's more like, you know, Reese's or Butterfinger or Swedish Fish, like something that's actually candy.
At least Butterfinger would coat my throat with a layer of dry dairy. Ricola, all it is unpleasant herbs. And spices.
Right. Listen, you have been at this company longer than any of us here.
I'm a really good engineer. You cannot fire me.
You are, and that's what's unfortunate, is that you are one of the best engineers we have ever seen. So, listen, we have a lot of other things to get through today. Is there anything else? I don't think we're going to move the cough drops to where people get candy. But is there anything else that you wanted to bring up? Because we do need to move on. There are other people
with
suggestions.
That's fine. I'm not happy about it, but it's fine.
Okay.
Moving on takes out a list.
Oh,
I think every computer monitor should be not on desks, but in a communal co-working environment where collaboration is encouraged. Because let's be honest, working together is the candy of working together.
You don't think computers should be on desks?
What?
You don't think... Sorry, so are you saying...
I think everyone should work at, like, a conference table.
Right. I think that would maybe lower productivity levels a little bit. It might be a little bit distracting.
I think it increases collaboration, which is the candy of working.
Sorry. Collaboration is amazing. It is vital to the work that we do here.
It is candy.
It is. You keep coming back to candy. I've never heard you do this, which is weird. Did something happen in the last week or so? Because
nothing happened. I just, yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay. Again, we cannot fire you because you are a prodigy of an engineer. And what was that?
Sorry, my phone rang. I put it on silent.
It's okay.
Sorry, it's ringing again. Hello?
My God, you're
no,
taking
they
a
didn't.
Call.
They didn't move the Ricola to the candy department, and they didn't take my co-working suggestion, and they're probably not going to like the taffy idea either.
Who are you on the phone with?
I'll call you back. That was my partner.
Could you not take a personal call in the middle of a meeting? We have so
what
many people
to get
to. What
if we called Google Taffy for a year?
We are not a candy company.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, and you know what else? People take Google for granted. They take the search engine, they take the name for granted. I work my ass off to make sure that I'm feeling lucky works. Right? So what if we called it Taffy, got people's attention, and then you know what people start saying? Taffy's a horrible name for a search engine. Google was better. I really appreciate Google now.
Wait, so, sorry. So you are... plan. No, I'm just trying. We're all just
trying. How do you not get this?
I just need to walk through it step by step to make sure I understand, because I'm not sure if I don't understand or if I do and it's just insane. You think that people are taking the name Google for granted?
I think they're taking the name and the search for granted.
We are having more hits than ever, but you think, so sorry. So you think by changing the name temporarily from Google to Taffy.
Taffy.com.
But then Taffy.com?
Yes, you have to keep the G in there somewhere.
So the plan is for people to then dislike the name change.
Yes.
It won't be a positive change.
Correct.
For but them it'll to get then people be talking. Like,
it'll get people wanting Google back. And in 364 days time, we're going to go back to Google and they're going to come back to us eating off the plate like suckers. Speaking of, let's move the suckers to the candy department. Why the hell are they by the break room?
People already talk about Google every single day. I could not tell you a day that goes by where I or anyone I know doesn't use Google as a verb. That
just
is a verb
picture
now.
Picture this. Everybody close your eyes.
Do you think Google isn't
everybody
popular?
Close your eyes. No, people use it. I'm saying it's so popular that people have taken it for granted. Everybody close your eyes.
That's amazing. That's amazing that it's become such a popular thing. That
close,
people
your
take
eyes,
it.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
It's not new what we're doing.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Fine.
Okay. Now picture this.
My God.
People
I wish we could fire you, but you're indisposable.
People are having a Sunday fun day. They're at brunch. Somebody can't remember the name of a song.
Okay.
They say, oh, you know what? I'm going to Google. Sorry. I'm going to taffy it. Imagine how pissed you would be.
Right.
Right.
Right. I would be pissed if someone said, ugh, I'm going to taffy the name of the song. Everyone agrees it doesn't make sense. Everyone uses Google so offhand at this point. That is amazing. The brand recognition that Google has is astronomical. So I don't understand why that's a bad thing, why you're trying to change it for a year. You said temporarily, and then you said 364 days from now, we're going to change it back.
I just think that sometimes you got to sweep the rug, right? You got to fucking catch people off guard so that they get talking about things again. All right, we live in a digital...
You're acting as if Google has gone off the map somehow.
No, I'm saying it's so in the background, and I want to bring
it
to the foreground.
It's really not.
When Facebook changed their name to Meta, everybody talked about it for a
because
decade.
Because it was dumb.
Really?
Because it was a really stupid name.
Okay, well, I'm a little worried then about Taffy, because it's...
You don't need to be worried.
I didn't put a lot of thought
into the name. Need to be worried about Taffy, because we are not going to move forward with that idea. I can promise
you... Well, let's just hang on for a second. Let's try it on for size.
You need to... Fine. Try it on in this room.
All right. Does anybody have an image that I can reverse Taffy image search?
Right. So it's dumb. It's really, really bad idea.
We don't have to do Taffy then, all right? But can we fucking move the Ricola to the candy aisle?
If we move the Ricola...
I'll never bring Taffy.gov up.
Taffy.gov was... Gov.
Yeah.
I thought
gob.
It was Gom.
It was Gom, and then I realized Gom, it doesn't have the same ring as Gob.
But Taffy.gov is not how people are going to pronounce it. They will think it is a government website.
Well, it's not.
Gov.
It's Taffy.gov.
Oh, G-O-B.
Yes, like Gobstopper.
I thought it was G-O-V. I'm like, that is definitely something that we cannot do. And
no.
We won't.
Okay, then EDU.
No. I'll
from
move.
From EDU.
Fuck it. If us moving the Ricola... Sorry, I don't know what... Was you upset because I swore?
No, let's just fucking compromise. Let's meet in the middle here just a little bit, directly at 50%. We will park the domain name... Taffy.gov.
No.
It will redirect to Google.com. Who says no?
Everybody.
That doesn't affect anything. Taffy.gov, you can probably get for $10 a year. And as soon as we buy it, it's worth millions.
Fine. You know what? If you want to put 10 of your personal dollars into buying the domain taffy.gov to have it just redirect to google.com, then you know what?
Alphabet has to own it or else it doesn't have value, because I'm just some guy. Alphabet's a multinational tech corporation, and everything they say goes and is valued. Right? So it has to be officially Google's parked domain.
I don't know. How can we get out of this meeting?
You're the one who wanted to do these town halls where any employee can bring up anything. So here we are. I'm pitching taffy.gov. I don't understand why this hasn't gone through already. We could have gotten it, parked it, and redirected already in the time that we've been talking.
Fine.
And the Ricola could be in the candy.
We're not going to move the Ricola. Fine. We'll get... It's an either or for me. Because I don't want to give you too much and have you...
You're putting me in a really tough spot here if
no,
I have a choice.
We're not. Okay, fine. Then you take a second. You go sit down. Think about which is more important to you. Because neither matters to me. Neither matters to the work that we're doing. So either you figure out what hill you're going to die on, or you need to just sit down because we have other people to get to. This is taking up 45 minutes of the 50-minute town hall. All right, great. Thinking
I'm going to go taffy.gob. Let's do taffy.gob, and then I'll probably just move the Ricola. At least on my floor. I don't care what you guys do on floor 7, but on floor 6, we eat Ricola with the candy. Taffy.gob.
Fine.
I made shirts.
Cut to like a month from then. They're walking down the street, passing by a coffee shop. Oh, shit. Oh my god, I forget. Can you taffy that one restaurant we're going to dinner tonight? I need to look at the menu really quick.
Smirks. I'm gonna be rich as shit. Alright, let's take a break.
Taffy.gob.
Gob. That's good. That's merchable.
Taffy.gob.
For the show.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We need to make Taffy Dot Gob shirts.
Yes, like in the Google font. All right.
Okay.
Is it a review?
I mean, listen, I had a field day with these. I have someone I'm trying to pick from them because I'm shocked that the reviews for Ricola are so fucking good.
Yeah.
They're really, really gorgeous. This is again from Ricola, just original Ricola. 5 stars from PMR. You get to choose all the initials for PMR.
Post-menstrual Randy.
Okay, post-menstrual Randy.
That's, yeah.
5 stars. The title is The Best Cough Drop. Most cough drops have artificial flavors, which make me very sick. My body just can't tolerate artificial sweeteners. I love the all-natural ingredients, including using real sugar for sweetening. Another thing, they are hard. I like that I can't chew them. Other drops are soft, and before I know it, I've chewed them up. These melt in your mouth so you get all the good ingredients. I like that I can't chew them up. Because you put a soft piece of lozenge in my mouth, chomp, 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 that bad boy's turned to dust in 0.5 seconds.
All right, we have a welcome to the focus group. For Ricola, what are your guys' thoughts on the new cough drops?
Alright, so Seamus, I got to say, I love the new design. The bag is looking gorgeous. I guess my only thing would that be, I wish they were a little bit bigger.
Very good, very good. What about you, Reeman?
My favorite thing about Ricola... Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for welcoming me into your beautiful country of Scotland. My favorite thing about the Ricola cough drops, which also happens to be my favorite thing about the country of Scotland, is that it's hard.
All right.
What? Do you want me to elaborate on that a little bit more?
A little bit. But
so what, okay.
I'm a little bit worried. Continue.
About what?
About why you want them hard.
No, they are hard, and I like that for them and for
right.
me. The thing about
right.
Scotland, why Scotland's hard, is that you guys don't let anyone bully you, push you around. That's why I came here. That's why I moved here. Because
where are you bullied?
Was I bullied? Of course I was bullied. I was bullied my entire life.
Because of your
life.
Big forehead and your thick eyes.
Because of my what?
You have very thick eyes.
I was bullied just for the way that I don't play nice with others. But, I mean, yeah, that. What I'm saying
sounds like
is,
you were the bully.
No. What I'm saying is I like Ricola because they're as hard as I am. And I don't mean it that way. What I'm saying about Ricola...
Stand up.
No, I don't feel comfortable doing that.
All right, you're erect. That's fine. That's actually not really fine, but we'll make do.
Here's the thing about Ricola. I'm a chomper. I chomp, chomp, chomp. I use these biters to go down hard. And these Ricola drops, they don't let
okay,
me
so
do
Okay, so now
that.
It sounds like you use teeth when you're going down on someone.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that Scotland is hard, just like me, just like Ricola. And that's why I love this new design, because that soft shit, that was me back when I lived in Wisconsin, okay? That was me before I moved to Scotland. And that's me before Ricola. So, yeah, I'm really honored to be here. I'm feeling great about it. Thank you for the drops.
All right, let's move on. Gavin?
I don't know if I want to continue on with the meeting because I believe that that man is quite erect. And it makes...
Right.
So... I might email you my thoughts from home.
All right.
And I might head out, if that's all right.
That's all right.
It's all right. All right.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, no worries. Sure thing. Just Venmo me the $75 a little bit later, I guess, when you have a minute.
Once we get your email, we will.
Alright, I don't know what his problem is. All I've
said... Stand up!
I don't feel like that would be productive at this time.
So that means you're erect.
Fine, you want me to stand up? I'll stand up.
Oh, you're not erect. I don't see anything.
Fuck!
God.
A Scottish focus group where someone's hard.
That not was, even.
Maybe not our best, but I mean, it was fun for me in the moment to try and do that
accent.
No,
that was the best scene we've ever done.
Let's keep it going.
That's going to go down in the top 10 for the year.
There's no way.
It's number one. How?
I really don't think so.
Okay. Here we go. This is, again, for Ricola. 5 stars. Best cough drop I ever had. From O2B, literally, sorry, the letter O, number 2, letter B, M.
O2B, Emily.
O2B, Emily. Why did I wait years to try these drops? Honestly, I thought they would taste like medicine. I've always purchased fruit-flavored drops before believing all drops were created equal. Wrong! I will never go back! These don't taste like medicine, and they work faster than anything else. Unfortunately, I cannot tell you what they taste like. They are unlike anything I can describe. Try them for yourself. Don't wait like I did. Jeremy, it has been so long. Oh my God, thank you so much for meeting up for a drink. I know that with your new job, the schedule is so hectic, but I think it's like the older you get, the more you got to make time for your friends, you know, just in a different way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, it's, you know, make time for your friends, make time for people you know.
For maybe people
put this
you
in
know.
That latter category.
People you know. I've known you for like 10 years. We were best friends.
Yeah, but
in
the
college.
New job is like kind of flashy. Know a lot of cool people, no?
You know a lot of cool. Well, that's why I wanted to take you out. I mean, like, tell me about it. I mean, like, my God.
Well, you know, it's celebrity styling. So I'm meeting, you know, I actually just worked with Jeremy Allen White.
What?
Now I'm about to start a Claro job just
oh my
for
God.
One photo shoot, not to. For on a continual basis, but she's awesome. I ended up doing Ben and Jen's reception in Vegas.
No way.
Yeah, sorry, let me finish. There's this thing in like in the industry a little bit where you're like when someone more important than you is talking, you kind of have to give them the floor. So just kind of keep that in mind.
I'm sorry, I don't know anything about the industry. You know, it's like being a kindergarten teacher. I guess I'm not in the biz like you
can
are.
Can you do me a huge favor?
Yeah.
Can you let me have the floor for a second?
Yes.
And I ended up working with David Chang for a year. Or sorry, we're signed on to do it a year because I started very recently ago. But he's really into indigo, like Japanese-dyed indigo. So I've been trying to find him some kimonos, some work pants. And it's kind of interesting. And also, I'm only saying this because you asked about the job. So I'm going to keep going. What was that?
I did ask. I mean, this is the stuff I want.
All right, you clearly want to talk. So tell me about potato salad or whatever you do at the cafe you work at.
I'm a kindergarten teacher. Potato salad?
I thought you worked at a cafe. I just like, I you know, they say, like, don't forget where you came from. I already have.
Wow. Okay. I mean... Yeah, my job isn't as flashy as yours. I mean, you're getting a lot of really cool opportunities popping up. I'm so thrilled for you. I mean, like, my God. You know, my friend's a celebrity, you know? My friend knows
stylist.
A lot of celebrities. Celebrity stylist. no, I mean, kindergarten's great. The kids have been amazing. And I don't know. I feel like I've really found... what?
Oh, sorry, nothing. I was just thinking about something Nathan Fielder said to me.
Nathan Fielder? Oh my God, I've just started watching the rehearsal. It's so great. He's so funny.
Yeah, no, just tell me about your kindergarten fuckers, like the little, you know, do they even shit their pants or something?
Oh,
Because you're more of a babysitter than a teacher.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
No, one more. What did you say?
I want to hear you say it again. I said you're more of a babysitter than a teacher, because I'm a celebrity stylist.
Dude, what the hell's wrong with you?
I'm insecure as hell.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah, that's not an excuse. You've been nothing. I've been trying to get invested in your life. I love you, and we were so close, but I don't feel comfortable with you talking to me like this and treating me this way. If this is how you're going to be the rest of the time, then I'm going to head out. Because
I'll be different. I'll be honest.
You can be honest? Were you not being honest before?
I'm not working with Clara.
Is that the only thing you weren't honest about?
I didn't work with Jeremy Allen White. I worked with Jeremy Allen, who ended up just sort of being an independent contractor at Vice, which is still kind of cool, but he's not a celebrity. I shan't be working with Daniel Day Kim. I shan't be working with anyone like him. I've just been pretty much buying clothes.
For people? Like, have you been styling people?
I wish.
So then what did you do with Jeremy Allen? You said you worked with
he
him.
He had a couple outfit ideas from his closet, and I helped him pick one out. He didn't even go with the one I suggested. And okay. So to hear you being like a kindergarten teacher, fulfilling, like helping our youth.
Well, you actually, the leaders I didn't. Of tomorrow, I only said one of those things because you didn't even let me finish before you started rolling your eyes.
I'm just so worried that when I talk, people don't think I'm important.
Don't. That's not what you should be worried about when you speak.
What should I be worried about?
Well, you should be worrying about being an asshole. You're an asshole when you talk. And you haven't always been that way. Actually, it really caught me off guard. You are normally just like so warm and so you freely give your attention and your time to others and you care. And so that, like, you not being important was never an issue. And it still isn't. It's you being a dick.
Which is better?
Which is better?
Being important.
Does that mean,
or
like, which is better? Or the question, which is better?
The question.
Okay. When I leave my job, like, because I'm a kindergarten teacher, right?
Right.
I leave my work at the door.
Okay.
So I don't want to come to the bar and be a teacher to you and telling you which is better, to be nice or be mean, which is essentially what you're asking me. And that feels like a question that one of my kindergartners would ask, if that.
That would be great, actually. Could I sit in on a class?
You cannot sit in on a kindergarten class. No.
Cut to the next day, her at work. He walks in anyways. Hey, Mrs. Jins.
Hello. Hey, everybody. Hey, kids. This is my friend Jeremy. And you know what? Can you guys all take out a book and do some silent reading time? I'm going to talk to my friend in the hallway for 1 second. Okay, everyone? In the hall. What are you doing here? I told you that you weren't allowed to come and sit in on a class.
You didn't say that. You said I couldn't come to sit. You said I couldn't sit in class. I thought that was just a rule. No, I'll stand as long as I'm here.
So I think you need to learn a lot about context. Sit in class. You can't sit in on a class.
You didn't say that.
Well, you didn't let me finish. So listen, obviously I can't let you in the room.
Excuse me? There's a book on the shelf that I can't really reach, and do you think you could come help me?
What book is it?
I can help you. Said, no, he's pretty tall, a lot taller than you. What are you, 5'5"?
5'4.5".
Right, so I think could reach it better.
What's the book?
The book is Peter Rabbit.
Oh, that's a classic. Although, you're 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to read that by now.
He was saying, could you get the book for him? It's a little
Kayla,
tall.
Kayla, is there like a dumb track?
A what?
Like, do they start them on different tracks in kindergarten where there's like the, you know, the achievers, the overachievers, the average people, and then the kind of dumbos? You should probably put Bumpton down to that.
Leon, go back in class. Okay. Listen, you need to go. You need to go. And I actually am going to put up a really hard boundary with you that I think we cannot be in contact for a couple months. You need to figure some stuff out.
Okay. Well, you know what? No skin off my back, because that's where I'm going after this.
Where?
I'm going to style James Baldwin.
Baldwin?
Baldwin.
Who's that?
He's like an independent contractor at BuzzFeed, which is still kind of cool, but he's not a celebrity.
Stop qualifying people based on how cool they are, okay? You're going to style someone. It doesn't matter if they're a giant celebrity or not. You're doing what you want to do.
What, so you're just saying I should be a stylist?
Yes. You don't have to be a celebrity stylist to be a stylist.
I really never thought of that.
Go get That's a job awesome. At like Nordstrom. You can be a personal shopper. Hey. Don't interrupt me. Don't
You're
point
a great
at
teacher.
Me. I know. I know really? I'm a really good teacher. Yes.
All right. You should be a college counselor. Not like a babysitter.
Oh my God, get out
You're
of
a
here.
Nanny. Yeah, I'm out. Crashes his car.
All the kids marching in the window. Ooh.
All right, should we do our last segment?
This took me all week long.
Amari. I'm talking Averna, Nonino, Montenegro, Remazzotti.
What?
Vecchio del Capo. Those are my favorites so far. Also, Maletti. Maletti's pretty good. I'm talking about Italian aperitifs, also known as Amari. This is my new drink of choice. Whiskey is boring and sour to me. When I go to a bar, I want an aperitif. When I'm at dinner, I'm going to have one either before or after the meal. I'm going to have it with an espresso. And this is sort of my bag now.
You're
and
Italian I'd like to get, now.
I still have... Honestly, a general distaste towards Italian people and their culture. but Amari might be the key to the door.
What do you feel about how do you feel about Aperol? Aperol spritz even.
Aperol's good. I like an Aperol spritz if it's the summer and I'm outside. Mm. But in general, I like the more herbaceous, bitter fangs.
You like Campari?
Campari's good. I Boulevardier has been my cocktail of choice for a while now, which is just bourbon, Campari, and sweet vermouth. But this is more drinking Amari straight.
I'm Italian.
You're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
I literally am.
You should tan easier if you're Italian.
You'd think so, right? Well, I'm mostly Irish.
I thought you
Irish.
Were 100% Irish.
I am 89% Irish.
Okay, so you're not Italian.
I have... My dad's mom is Italian.
Okay. So you're 11% Italian?
And I'm Italian. I'm Irish. Irish, capital I, Irish.
Right.
A bit Italian and a bit German.
Okay.
But I'm Irish. But my dad... is very olive skinned. He tans
That's
like
true.
That. And so is
He's
my
sort
sister.
Sort of zaddy in a way.
My sister is also very olive skinned.
He's grandpa.
I got none of that. I got alabaster.
Yeah, you got porcelain.
I got porcelain. But that's
You got printer paper. Yeah, she's holding literal printer paper to her skin and I would say it's only two shades off. So there's that.
What's been shaking me, I should have said this on the last one. We were nominated for a People's Choice Podcast Award.
We were.
Which is crazy.
Where do people vote?
People can vote
at podcastawards.com, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, so vote for our ass. We could take home some fucking gold.
So I don't know how we even got nominated for that. I don't know what that process is.
I think HeadGum put us up for it.
Which is crazy. And a lot of HeadGum shows are nominated. So, I don't know when the voting closes. I don't know. We should have done this on the last one. But if it's still open, you can vote for so many HeadGum shows that are nominated. What is crazy to me is that we're on the same list for best comedy as fucking Doughboys.
Like, yeah, so we're not going to get it. Actually, don't even waste your time.
No, we're not going to get it. But that's what I'm saying is that it's crazy. Is that there's 16 comedies nominated. out of so many podcasts.
It's crazy.
And we're up there with Doughboys, and we have like 5 listeners. And so that's really, really exciting. I told my parents, and my parents thought it was a literal, like, People's Choice Award. And
just let them
like,
think that.
No, it really is not.
I can't stress to
exciting.
You that it is not that. But
that.
Still very exciting.
Still
yeah,
very
we have
exciting.
Our first award nomination.
Which is so cool.
And it seems legit. Otherwise, I don't think Headgum would have...
Exactly.
Put us up for it.
Right. So, yeah. So very, like, truly, it is like, it was like legit honor to be nominated situation because that's, yeah. That's really, really cool. So,
that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. That shook me. It shook me. It just grabbed me and shook me.
It fucking shook me.
It fucking throttled me.
Kidding me?
Should we think some. Oh, well, actually, sorry, before we do that, you can find Jeffrey James on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. You can find the show, Reddit, r/review review, Instagram, review, Twitter,
and Riley on Instagram, at Riley Anspa, on Twitter, Riley Coyote. Let's thank some good podcasts.
Finally, God.
_ Christian side hug so he can hug 2 people simultaneously.
Agent Michael Scarn, Ako is literally begging for Jeff's forgiveness. She is so sorry for everything. Please forgive her.
Ako wants to apologize to herself for all the hate, vitriol, and outright poison she's allowed to be slung her way by haters.
Chuck.
Cosmo to the power of infinity.
Dakota just got suspended without pay, pending investigation. So let's see how long you write out this Patreon subscription, buddy.
Fancy Octopus.
Freya.
Jeff Puff.
Jeffrey Jamester Povitz Kinder Surprise Ego flew over the cuckoo's nest. Smart thermostat device news.
Hallie the horribly... Oh, Gray's ghosted. That's right. He's supposed to go on a date tomorrow and he's not received a text back for nearly 48 hours.
Hallie the horribly awesome is Gray's twin and is now employed.
Happy birthday, Jeff. Use code Jeff for 20% off your Balto.
Hey, Jeff, could you please have anyone from Hey Riddle Riddle on the HeadGum Podcast, please?
I eat spaghetti and heatballs. It's like spaghetti and meatballs, but instead of noodles, I eat the sun.
I sincerely would like to apologize for the wolf, the epic wolf.
I Venmo Jeff my rent money for this subscription and would really appreciate it if you could send it back. Thanks.
Jake Ullman.
Jay is actually in the U.S. for a bit now, and the whole time zone thing might work out this week.
Jesse Tipton.
Joe, and for lack of a better term, well, Malazov.
Caleb is too busy to come to the phone right now. Please leave a message after the beep. Beep.
Casper Bo Pasper.
Lord Hunter the Ordained.
Lucas Heinzel.
Michael Begel.
Nate Porteous has a birthday soon and can cry if he wants to. Happy birthday, Nate. New patron.
Nolan Murphy. Yeah, Nolan actually passed this week. His body simply couldn't handle continued employment and stopped working.
Oh, hi, Mark. Well, priest.
Oh, so it's lame to advertise your business through your Patreon name? Come say it to my face at Smoking Time on May Island.
Pete Skeet Skeet Bradford.
Quack.
Raven Schmaven.
Reese Alpine What the Fuck Bergman.
Seen as Bob Buell having a Malibu Bay breeze, but dropped the cranberry juice behind his computer. Oh, poo.
Seen as finding out you're not the core four. Oh, poo.
Seen as Jeff getting ankles waxed. Oh, poo.
Seen as you getting caught by McConaughey for not knowing how to play soccer. Oh, poo.
Seen as you pay $20 to talk to your favorite podcasters, but they have rehearsals or some shit.
Say it.
Oh, poo.
Thank you. Seen as you were going to show off your new tattoo, but your boyfriend told you they hate tattoos. Oh, poo.
Seen as you're eating a salad with a dear friend and accidentally cum in your pants. Oh, poo. Jesus.
Oh, sorry. I forgot one. Seen as there's a black fly in your Chardonnay, then a death row pardon 2 minutes too late. Oh, poo.
Seen as you got high on mushrooms and broke your hand punching a microwave. Oh, poo.
Sorry, did we do the theme song? Seen as your theme song is Lying Patiently.
I'm not seeing that.
Okay, sorry, Daniel. Seen as your theme song is Lying Patiently in Jeff's box, in Jeff's box, email in or otherwise. Oh, poo.
Seen as you lost a patient after a 12-hour surgery and it absolutely is your fault. Oh, poo.
Smooth Pete and the slammed gashes.
That's so granny.
So what? Is this like a job now? You're telling me I have to update my name more than once a year?
This is so fun. Every time I read one of these out, it's like, bing, another $20 from one of these dumb C words.
Cunts. TJ Michael.
Thank you guys so much. Patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff if you want to subscribe at the highest tier and be there for the hyper Zoom party.
Oh my God. We have to plan that.
Soon after this episode. And if not, we'll see you guys again next week. Arrivederci!
That was a HeadGum Original.